Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a wonderful good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. A little bit different format again today. Last week, I was out of the country, and so Bill took care of everything on the show by his lonesome. Well, this week, Bill is recovering from a procedure. I was going to say something really embarrassing. Oh, a hair transplant. Not really. Not really. A little knee work that he's needed for a long time. So he's recuperating from that. But my good friend Wayne Cronin, who is my co-host on our other program, The Automotive Reporter, is filling in, as he has done before. Good to see you, Wayne.
Hey, thank you, Harold.
And we're going to have fun today because Wayne is a wizard mechanic and more. We thought we'd do things today to benefit your various vehicles. So we have two guests. First up, Matt Blaze. He's with LTA Truck Caps. And they have actually recently acquired some other companies, so they are sort of like the king of caps out there for vehicles. And then our good friend Jason Buckles. He's with Bolt Lock. Great product lineup where you can have one key that fits all your locks, and that's your vehicle key. They can code it, and it's cool, and more. A whole lot of stuff on that, all kind of safety things, and so on. A great, great organization, and so we're looking forward to doing that. But in the meantime, while we get ready, remember, you are listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 16 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit automotivereporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's automotivereporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy-gate steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Wayne Cronin sitting in for Bill Olson, who is doing good, by the way. And this is an opinion thing, and this is my opinion, friends. A public service announcement from Texas Outdoor News. No, not really. This week, tragically, was, again, the anniversary of 9/11 and the planes going into the World Trade Center and into the Pentagon and in the field in Pennsylvania. And too many people are forgetting. I'm really sorry about that. You know, when it happened, I watched the towers fall. And I was actually in a meeting with my CPA. And then after that, I left and went over to a radio station that I had a program on. And I walked in, and all the secretaries were crying, and everybody's walking around white-faced. And I said, hey, you know, don't be afraid. Be mad. And don't forget, okay, and this is not a religious statement, friends. I mean, some Christians have done some bad things, too, okay? So it's not about that. We should not penalize people of another religion that these terrorists were part of. The terrorists are the ones that did it. So this country was built on religious tolerance, among other things. So that's not the point. But the point is that when people do something like that to us and to our civilians and to our property and to our country, seek them out and remove them from the face of the earth. That's what you do.
Hear, hear.
And you be prepared, because it's going to happen again, sadly. Something like this is going to. It's just the world that we are in. And we have got to be forewarned and forearmed, which is another reason why we shouldn't let the bastards take our firearms away. Let's remember that. That's a situation. Politicians jump on it. You know, they keep rattling their swords to take away our swords. A lot of unfounded gun legislation, and that's not gonna do it. Nobody's reading history. I mean, look, just read history and see what happens when people, individuals, are disarmed. This is one of the reasons why I think that we have not been invaded by any ground forces, because of the millions of gun owners in our country. Oh, well, not really. What do you mean, no, not really? Let's be logical, friends. It's like, our wonderful police forces, of which I were, a Harris County deputy at one time. But still, police are minutes away when seconds count. That's just it. That's logical. That's true. That's the way it is. So anything to disarm us is stupid. That's not the problem. The problem is, like I say, again, these individuals, background checks, things like that. I'm totally for that. Yeah. But this other stuff they're coming up with, I mean, Beto, I'm sorry. This all has to go away. We're going to confiscate this, confiscate that. When they use the confiscate word, friends, be very, very afraid.
Well, if they take our guns, who's the only people that will have guns?
Well, that's right, the bad guys and the cops.
That's it.
And again, who are minutes away when seconds count. So, enough of that. But people just need to look at the numbers. You look at places that have the most restrictive gun laws in the United States, like Chicago. I mean, it's a bloodbath out there in that city. And it's the people. It ain't the firearms. And again, you're not going to get them out of the hands of nutcases anyway. There's certainly a lot of things that the parts of the system that have failed. And I'm certainly for some fixes. But fixes are not restricting the size of magazines or taking away our modern sporting rifles. That's never going to be the answer. It won't. Because if you're in a room full of people that are panicking, believe me, you can do a serious amount of damage with a single shot 22. Okay? You got the gun. You got the ammo. Right? But isn't it better if another guy's also got one?
Yes.
Right?
Here you go.
And so there's enough of that. But again, and that's our opinion, certainly not reflecting any opinions of anybody at the wonderful stations that we were on. That's ours, and that's also why the show's called Texas Outdoor News. Speaking of wonderful law enforcement people, though, our wonderful, wonderful game wardens. I know you got something there, Wayne.
Yeah, and this is the zebra mussels. It's a problem. In May, a Travis County game warden received a call about multiple barges covered in zebra mussels being transported from the Sandy Creek boat ramp, and the barge rental company was identified and contacted. The owner admitted that they did not fully clean their barges before transporting them from different bodies of water, and the warden educated the owner on how to improve his procedures to be in compliance with the law. Multiple commercial citations were issued for transporting zebra mussels. You've got to clean them off when you get out.
Absolutely. Well, actually, you're a boater. You got the bay house. And, of course, like I always like to say, your wife baits your hook for you.
Oh, thank you so
Nancy
much,
Nancy does this. Well, it's constant embarrassment, but that's okay. Texas hunters are bracing for a really hot teal season opener, friends. This year's early teal season is expected to really be a good one. Prospects are just great. The 16-day statewide early teal and Eastern Zone Canada goose season will run September the 14th. through Sunday, September 29. Daily bag on teal is 6 with a possession limit of 18. Bag limit for Canada geese will be 5, possession limit of 15. I love a daily bag of teal at 6. Do you know how hard it is to hit a teal? I mean, those things are scorchers, man. Millions of teals are heading our way, says Kevin Cray, waterfowl program leader. Please give me, I choked up with Parks and Wildlife. It's going to trigger mass migration of teal out of the Dakotas based on the harvest moon. And while the stars may be aligning for what could be a bountiful teal season, the extended dry weather across much of the state could be a concern. Some places, you know, too little rainfall. Extremely wet spring and summer in eastern Texas, so had rivers flooding, lakes way above conservation pool. So this will impact the amount of terrestrial seed-produced vegetation that generates. But like I said, again, all in all, good. Gulf Coast is drying out quick, but fresh water flows into the bay system is doing well. Marsh complexes up and down the coast should see an increase in teal use this fall. Further inland, agricultural areas of the Gulf Coast, a lot of people prepping for the wave of teal coming our way. Pumps are running night and day, and the canals are open and flooding. Much like the rest of the state, High Plains playas received substantial rainfall this spring and summer. So that's very cool, and a lot of the bodies of water up there, those playas, have got a lot of stuff in there. So be sure and check all this out. Of course, make sure you've got your hunting license and be ready for that. Texas Freshwater Fishery Center, they're going to have their outdoor expo. It's set for September 21st, and this offers visitors the opportunity to learn about a wide range of outdoor skills and participate in family fun during the annual expo and bluegill family fishing tournament. That's going to be on Saturday, September 21. And the expo will run from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., highlighting the event, the Bluegill Family Fishing Tournament, held on their free fishing ponds. Visitors can sign up for it at the Angler's Pavilion when they arrive. Registration is free. Casual family event. Team should consist of one adult and one child. The event will be highlighting local organizations and opportunities to experience nature as a family beyond the event. And the center is just amazing up there in the Athens area. So check this thing out, Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center. You can give them a buzz at 903-676-2277. Okay, let us take a break for a breath, and then we shall be back with our best bets and more right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 42 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks you need, the trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 42 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 42 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas. Friends, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News, and we are brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas, the complete package. Come one, come all, where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. Where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish, and during migratory bird seasons, which coming up right now, camaraderie of field creates lifetime memories from days shooting doves and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or afield, while hearty home-cooked meals help begin and end each day. Yes, the summer schedule rapidly filling up. Of course, summer's almost rapidly over, but we're getting into the fall thing now. It's still summer in Texas, as far as I'm concerned. But for booking information at Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, visit getawaypm.com. Again, getawaypm.com, or call 956-944-4000. That is 956-944-4000. So, what's the fishing? Oh, that's me. I do this.
Yes, sir.
Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. And that also means, friends, if you didn't get what we say here, one, you can go online, go to texasoutdoornews.com, click on Listen to the Show, and there it is. We archive all of our shows there. Or get yourself a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal magazine, and it'll be there. So, this weekend, as well as Monday, are all three rated as good days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, slip to fair. Friday, plunges to poor. I'm feeling dramatic today for some reason. Next Saturday, rebounds to fair, while next Sunday is our best day of the week. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early afternoon until early evening, those hours right before sunset. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-afternoon until the evening hours either side of sunset. On Wednesday and Thursday, a major time shift occurs with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise. Continue feeding until mid-morning. Times will continue to adjust on Friday and next Saturday. This most active period begins either side of sunrise, continues until either side of the noon hour. Next Sunday, look for game to be feeding from early morning until early afternoon. This Sunday, September the 14th, we will have a full moon. By next Saturday, September 21st, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Monday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, a trio of days with a double tide schedule. Friday is another three tide day with two low tides and one high. Next Saturday has a double tide schedule, while next Sunday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. And now it's kind of our waltz across Texas. What's biting and what are they biting on? Wayne, what do you got?
And North Sabine redfish are good on top waters. And South Sabine redfish are good at the jetty on crabs. Sheephead and black drum are good on live shrimp. And trout are good with groups of birds and soft plastics. East Galveston Bay, trout are good for drifters working pods of shad and mullet. And redfish are good on crabs and mullet. On West Galveston Bay, trout are good in the mud and shell on top waters. West Matagorda Bay, redfish are good on live shrimp. Port O'Connor, bull redfish are good on live shrimp and cut bait. In Rockport, trout are good and usually better along the deep grass beds on Main Bay shorelines where the bottom is firmer. It's mostly hard sand. And in Corpus Christi, trout are good on shallow sandbars, on spoil banks, and rock bars early. Then move to the deeper parts of these structures along grassy edges and the sun climbs higher in the sky. Baffin Bay, trout are good on top waters and shallow mud. Redfish are good on natural baits. And in Port Mansfield, the trout bite has been very good along the intercoastal waterway spoils and the saucer area. South Padre, the mangrove snapper are biting one after the other, and some monsters are breaking the line. Good report. Port Isabel, trout are good for drifters working pods of shad and mullet.
Yeah, because we always just give you the good reports, friends, and that's on every body of water that that Wayne was covering. It's good stuff. Let's go to East Texas. Caddo, largemouth bass are good on topwater frogs and spinner baits. Conroe, catfish are good on live bait and liver-flavored prepared bait. Fork, white and yellow bass are good on Alabama rigs. Lake of the Pines, largemouth bass are good on topwater frogs, Texas rig creature baits and topwaters. White bass are good on slabs. Livingston, striped bass are good on spoons and rattle traps. Sam Rayburn, catfish are good with live bait and cut bait. Toledo Bend, white bass are good on spoons. Brim are good on crickets and night crawlers off the docks. Channel and blue cats are good on live bait, stink bait, and chicken livers. Athens, largemouth bass are good on Texas rig baits, crank baits, spinner baits. All catfish are good on minnows and stinky bait. Bass Drop, channel and blue cats are good on stink bait. Palestine, largemouth bass are good on top waters early. Carolina rigged worms and crankbaits are successful during the day. Hybrid stripers are good on minnows. White bass are good on slabs. Richland Chambers, white bass and hybrid are good on slabs. Somerville, largemouth bass are good on bright spinner baits and other deep water baits. Tewakene, white bass and hybrids are good on slabs. Texoma, largemouth bass are good on topwaters. Striped bass are good on the ever-popular slabs. Whitney, catfish are good on night crawlers and stink bait. Tyler, catfish are good on stink bait. White bass are good on slabs. Hybrid stripers are good with rattle traps following schools of bait fish. Amistad. Wait, that's yours. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I want to step on you.
And Lake Amistad, that's the largemouth bass. Bass are good on topwater, soft plastic worms. Catfish are good on shrimp. Nightcrawlers under cork in 6 to 15 feet.
I don't know. I like the large bass mouth. That was it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, Coletta Creek. Let's see. Channel and blue catfish are good on live perch. Choke Canyon, this packs sweet weather help the largemouth bass that are good in shallow waters on frogs, topwaters, shallow bass, jigs. All catfish are good on live bait in 5 to 15 foot. Corpus Christi, largemouth bass are good on Texas rigs, Carolina rigs, spinners, and crankbaits. Falcon, channel, and blue catfish are great cut baits and stink bait. And remember to stay on the Texas side unless you possess a Mexican fishing license. You'll
yeah,
get
right.
in trouble.
Yeah.
And Texana, largemouth bass are good on most reeled baits, Texas rigs, and mid to deep crankbaits. Brownwood, largemouth bass are good on rattle traps and plastic worms. Catfish have been good on prepared bait. Allen Henry, largemouth bass are good to excellent on topwater poppers in the morning, spinners, and crankbaits. Coleman, largemouth bass are good on varying green, illuminated plastic worms, and lizards. Crappie are good on minnows and glow-colored crappie jigs. Channel catfish are good on live bait. And OHIV, largemouth bass, are good on Texas rigs and crankbait.
Okay, heading to the Hill Country, Lake Austin. Flatheads and blue cats are good on liver, plus blood-prepared stink baits and nightcrawler worms. Big Lake Buchanan, largemouth bass are good on lighter-colored spinner baits, Texas rig thicker worms. Striped bass are good on plastic swim baits and rattle traps in schools of bait fish. All catfish are good on live and stink bait. Canyon. Striped bass are good on jigs and live shad, LBJ. Striped bass are good on shad. Crappie are good on weighted jigs and minnows with structure. Channel cats are very good on liver and stink bait. Travis, crappie are good on minnows and weighted light-colored jigs. Waco, crappie are good on minnows and weighted light-colored jigs also. Okay, some seasons. Let me run this real quick. Dove season, north zone through November 12th. Central zone through November 7th. This weekend, of course, is the opening of the September teal season. Also this weekend, Canada goose only in the eastern zone. Also this weekend, dove season, south zone. That's the regular season. Javelina season, south zone. Through August 31, squirrel season. Then it starts up again September 1st. That was crazy. I don't know even why I said August 31 because it's September now, dummy. Anyway, any of this stuff you want information on, go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Outdoor Annual. Or go online to their website, for goodness sake, okay? Well, yes, it is time for Harold and On or Off the Road.
Well, have you been on or off the road?
Well, that's a good question. I have been on the road as fast as I want to go, friends. You talk about a ticket magnet. The 2019 Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye. And there's some people out there, every once in a while say, what's Harold talking about a car? Well, hey, man. I don't know about you. I've got three. Wayne has eight. Occasionally, they all run at the same time. We're out there. We don't all just have trucks. We have trucks. We have cars. We like fast stuff. And you like fast stuff.
Yes, sir.
Okay. 797 horsepower. OMG, as they say. It's the 6.2-liter V8 Hemi, supercharged. Made it to their Torque Flight 8-speed transmission. This thing is just built to burn rubber. Tuned Bilstein shocks, their configurable drive modes, performance shift indicator, electronic roll mitigation, electronic stability control, Brembo calipers and brakes, all-speed traction control. You're going to need it. The track experience, because you get one of these things, you get to go to these track schools. Okay? Get you to take your vehicle. 200-mile-an-hour primary speedometer, except this one. Goes up even higher. I'm going to find that in a second. Suede door trim on this package. Leather trim seats. Power tilt. Telescoping steering wheel. This was loaded. Ventilated front seats. Adaptive speed control. Automatic high beam headlamp control. Blind spot and rear cross path detection. High intensity discharge lights. Harman Kardon audio group. Laguna leather package. The wide body package with the 20-inch tours. This thing is 3.5 inches wider. Auto stick. Remote start system. The track package, you can tune this thing up. You've got launch control, much more than some people need, much more than some people can handle. If you get one of these things, be very careful. Okay. And, of course, there is a $1,700 gas guzzler tax. Duh. Anyway, base vehicle is 58. We don't even have mileage figures because who cares? You know, base is 58. This one was loaded out with every conceivable thing you could get at 88 grand. 0 to 60, 3.4, by the way. And it will do easy 205.
Jeez.
Oh, my. The 2019 Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye. And these aren't limited production either. They're going to keep making them. They keep selling them. They're going to keep making them. So that's kind of cool. So check that thing out, okay? Really, really, really good stuff. Anyway, speaking of checking things out, we're going to check out truck caps, friends. We're going to take a break. We'll be back shortly with Matt Blaze of LTA.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather's warmed, winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, salooner and tide tables, as well as updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal let hunters know of off-season opportunities, as well as how to improve one's skills. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. In an annual competition held by the Texas Outdoor Writers Association, no other publication can make a similar claim. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
Okay, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn, along with Wayne Cronin, and our guest, Matt Blaze, with LTA Truck Caps, but much more than that. And Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Pretty good. You guys, a bit back, had acquired like several companies. I mean, is there anybody else out there making caps but you now?
Unfortunately, there are.
Oh, darn. Okay, because you got what, Ranch Fiberglass, ATC Truck Covers, Jason Industries. I mean, that's a bunch of stuff. When did all that happen?
Yeah, so we originally were ATC Truck Covers for years and years. Okay. Going back to about 1994, we created LTA Manufacturing about 2.5 years ago. And since then, we've acquired Ranch Fiberglass, Jason Truck Caps, and we also have a fourth division now called Loadmaster, which is a cargo management division for pickup trucks and vans and utility bodies.
Okay, I mean, that's quite a thing. Of course, they've been popular for a long time, but, you know, early on, things are pretty rinky-dink. Most of the manufacturing of these things now is the, I'll say the body of it, pretty much fiberglass then?
Yeah, we use fiberglass for all of our truck covers and our tonneau covers as well. And then our cargo management is a steel product, steel and aluminum.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about that, because we always have too many things to manage. I know Wayne does, being a mechanic. You know, he's got stuff rattling around the back of his truck all the time. talk about your cargo management systems.
Yeah, they're really nice systems. We have about 6 different models, and you're exactly right. Nobody wants to spend all day climbing in and out of their truck or losing, you know, products to the front of the bed. So 6 different models. They'll anywhere from a 75% extension out of the truck bed all the way to a 100% extension, so you can get your cargo completely out of the truck bed. We have weight capacities that will hold between 1,000 pounds on up to a full 2,000 pound in a 100% extension. And then we also have a really nice, that's a very popular model, and it's called our Loadmaster SD, which is a standard duty. It has a no-drill application where you mount it right to the factory tie-downs in the bed of the truck, so you don't put any holes in your truck bed, and it still gives you an 800-pound weight capacity. The no-drill is also available in what's called our Loadmaster CP, which is a composite or fiberglass cargo management tray, so it's a real lightweight tray, and the outdoorsmen really love that because it's if you're hunting or fishing and big game, it's really easy to clean.
Now, extend it. So these things, I mean, they roll out like a shelf?
Yeah, they're on a track system that sets inside the back of the bed on bearings. So you turn a handle and roll it out just like a drawer. Yeah,
but you said one of them up to 2,000 pounds extended?
Yeah, we have a full 100% extension, 2,000-pound weight capacity. That's called our Loadmaster FE, or XT, which is an extreme side rail.
Well, and that's handy for somebody that's as short as I am. That's always been my problem with, you know, with pickup trucks. Now, these things, okay, they're holding stuff, but are they protecting stuff? I mean, are these things lockable? Are they covered? How's that work?
They are lockable. They're latchable, I guess. They don't lock with a key.
Uh-huh.
The benefit to most people, if you have a fairly new pickup, the tailgate locks as well.
Ah.
So if the tailgate's shut and locked, you can't unroll it. And most individuals have a fiberglass truck top or tonneau cover on the truck as well. So if you're not going to put a cover on it, we have our HD model, which is rather than a wood deck, it's a steel deck, or you could use the CP, which is the fiberglass deck. That way the weather's not going to, you know, the elements aren't going to hurt your product.
Great. Wayne's raised his hand. I know he's got a question, but right quick, a little crass commercialism on my part. Is there a website people can go to and look at these choices?
Absolutely. We've got either, you know, ltamanufacturing.com. We'll have all four websites of all of our brands right there. Or, you know, you can list off all four of the websites, which is ranchfiberglass.com, atctruckcovers.com, jasoncaps.com, and the cargo management website is the number 4, 4loadmaster.com.
Oh, great, Matt. I will be sending you an invoice, by the way, for that commercial. Anyhow,
Matt,
teasing. Here's Wayne.
Does the bed size matter? I mean, do you have something for all size beds?
We do, yeah. From the smallest, you know, mid-size Colorados or Tacomas in a 5-foot or 60-inch bed, all the way up to an 8-foot full-size Super Duty.
Okay, now you say that slides out. Now, if you got an 8-foot shelf in there, that slides all the way out?
Yes, we do have a 100% 8-foot or, you know, 96-inch system, absolutely.
I just don't know how it holds the weight.
It's magic, right?
Yeah,
well, obviously, something like that, we're talking about bolts and nuts and stuff, and somebody's got to put it in, so where does one go? You're not just going to send me a shelf and a list of how to do it like IKEA. Where do we go for these?
Right, it does help to have a professional, and we have about 650 authorized dealers across the United States and Canada that carry either Ranch, ATC, or Jason, and all of them carry the Loadmaster brand, so available to everyone. So if you were to jump onto any of those websites, you can click on the dealer locator, simply put in your zip code, and you can find the nearest authorized dealer to you.
Wayne's holding up a sign going, "Do you give media discounts?"
we can talk about that.
Now, are these beds, are they metal, the slide outs?
They have steel tracks, steel powder coated tracks, and the systems themselves are either aluminum, fiberglass, or a wood deck.
That's cool. That's very, very, very cool. Let's talk about caps. Anything new with caps? I mean, we see them out there. You know, some of them are, like I said earlier, some of those things are, you know, rinky dink, and you wonder why they bother. What's your most popular line of caps?
We have different models for each, you know, kind of the entry level basic fiberglass truck cap on up to the more stylish cap that makes your truck look more like an SUV with the bonded side windows and vented windows and all glass rear doors and keyless entry systems and things like that. Our most popular is becoming the higher end keyless entry stuff. It really improves the look of your truck. We also have some new products coming out on the commercial or fleet side. We have a new product called the Workforce, and the Workforce is a heavier chopped fiberglass with a 600-pound weight capacity, and comes with a new style, full fiberglass injection mold side door with folding T-locks, and it's a great new product for the commercial, or the HVAC, the plumber, the electrician, surveyors, that crowd there.
Yeah, with things like that, what would be, we don't see anything about like campers, but what would be like the highest ceiling inside? I mean, as far as I'm going in, but I've got, my equipment and gear and stuff like that. How high can I get one of these things?
Yeah, we have a model called, for instance, in our ranch model, called an XD high-rise unit. That unit's going to be about 7 or 8 inches above your cab, depending on the truck model.
Okay.
Most cabs are about 23 inches, so you're talking about a 31-inch tall topper.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Like I say, a lot of room for a lot of stuff. Matt, the clock is kind of catching up to us. Anything in closing that we need to tell the customers about?
Not really. I mean, thank you guys for your time, and please check out any of our websites. Like I said, we have 650 dealers across the country, and you may see us at local trade shows in your area.
Great. Well, then one more time, what is that main website? Oh, I know what it is. It's ltamanufacturing.com, right?
Yes, sir. That's it.
Great. Our guest, Matt Blaze. Thank you. Really appreciate it, and good work out there. We'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
My name is Ryan Harper, and I farm in West Texas. I'm the fourth generation farmer. When you farm in West Texas, you take a lot of risk. It takes a lot of capital to get through 1 year. It's a little dry. We have some limited irrigation. It's very tough. There's definitely challenging years. And Capital Farm Credit had a young farmer program that allowed me to get funding and grow my business. They gave me a young man an opportunity. Together, we are better.
Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLS 493828.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Wayne Cronin. And our next guest, a friend actually who's done our other show, Automotive Reporter, several times, Jason Buckles with Bolt Lock. How are you doing today, Jason?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
We are doing absolutely fine. Of course, when we first did our first interview, Lord knows how many years back, what was fascinating about your company is that you've got a situation where you can have a whole bunch of locks, but they all would use your truck or car key, right?
That's right.
Well, explain that for us, Lucy.
Sure. So the first time you get one of our locks, you just take your vehicle key, you put in your lock, and you turn it all the way. And once it does it, the lock has just learned your keys. So that means we open up a whole new world where you're not looking around for where is my keys or which key is it. It's all working. All of our locks work with that one key, your vehicle key. It's all about trying to save time and make it life more convenient for everyone.
Sounds too easy.
It sounds so easy. It's one of those things that once you try it and you see it, it's like, wow, why didn't no one ever think of this before?
Yeah, I mean, I think about all the, Lord knows how much equipment Wayne has had stolen when you think about this kind of stuff. But so you've got, and also, I mean, you guys also have the locks and then in various types of those. So, I mean, this is going to be a lock to my gate or a lock to my toolbox or a lock to that steel cable that's holding my motorcycle up against the wall. I mean, there's a whole range of things. What about my house?
I mean, it depends. You can throw a padlock on your house and keep that door nice and tight shut.
Yeah, sure.
So, but we do have a whole range of locks, padlocks, receiver locks, cable locks. You know, you can use that cable to tie up your cooler when you're out on the road, or a generator you don't want it to get stolen. Padlocks for gates and storage units. And, of course, if you're towing, we got receiver locks, and then we have our coupler lock to use when you're towing your trailer, and then we have our off-field coupler when you want to lock up that trailer so no one's going to get to it when you're leaving it parked overnight.
Wayne?
Okay. No, and what kind of steel do you make these out of?
So it depends. So like our receiver pins, the receiver pins and our coupler pins are all stainless steel, so you're not worrying about rust or corrosion on them. But then on the ones you really need to worry about, like the off-field coupler lock or the padlock, it's all hardened steel. We want to make sure it gives it if the best chance and to stop someone from cutting through it and taking your stuff.
Yeah, Jason, what's a coupler lock?
So the coupler lock, it's on, that one is the little pin that you use on your trailer. A lot of times those are used to make sure your trailer tongue doesn't pop open when you're driving down the road, so that way you don't have to, trailer doesn't come off your truck when you're driving down the road.
Oh, that thing. I usually use baling wire. Okay. Talk about the fifth wheel kingpin locking system. What's that?
Yeah, so we, to just make it nice and easy for these guys who are at the big trailers with the fifth wheels on it, we came with a way. You use a little strap, you add it to our receiver locks. Now you can lock up the kingpin so no one can just back up to your fifth wheel and drive it away. So it's a nice, simple way to lock it up.
Got a guy named Ronnie that's a friend of ours, and he's one of those. What do these locks start at? Because then people are going, okay, but, you know, but what can I get into a bolt lock for?
So, yeah, our receiver locks are pretty reasonably priced. They start at $34.99 for the receiver locks.
Okay.
Cable locks are $39.99. So you're not talking that much for this whole lot of extra convenience.
Yeah, well, I know your stuff is really tough. Have you ever had to warranty one?
We do. I mean, that's the thing is, we do warranty these. If there's any issues, no matter what, you know, if for some reason it stops working, or like, just let us know. It's a limited lifetime warranty. Just give us a call. We'll take care of that customer right away.
Well, see, as a rancher, I mean, something like this is so handy because I've gone through the nightmare of locks when my dad and I first got our place. It was 20 years ago. There must have been literally 20 locks on the front gate on the highway. Everybody had a lock. There were locks that nobody knew whose lock it was. It was an absolute nightmare. We've whittled it down somewhat over the years. But a situation like this, if every lock is the same, every lock works off that key, that just simplifies the whole thing. Because where my place is, I have to go through three gates to get to it. So this something like this is really a big help.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you have one lock or 500 locks. You can As you get it, you just key it to your vehicle key and done. It's so simple, and it just makes life easier.
Yeah. So on commercial vehicles then, if there's a lot of boxes in commercial vehicles, you can take care of all that then, huh?
That we do. We actually have partnered up with ARE on their DCU and Lear on their DCC for the commercial cabs, and a bunch of other companies we work with too where they come standard with their locks. So now you can lock all the doors on the sides of your truck body there, and then ladder rack you have on there, all that could be locked with that one vehicle key.
Now, I got to ask, and of course I know you're going to say they are, but how strong are they? I mean, can I shoot it with my 30-06 and it won't open?
You definitely could try. It's actually the best thing to do is we did this video. It's like the common way to attack a receiver lock is you take a pipe, you put like a 2-foot pipe over the lock, and you just bend it till it snaps. If people want to go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/boltlocks, they can see a video where we did this exact test. We snapped some of those other competitor locks in like 2 seconds, 3 seconds. And there's one on there I'm pretty sure I could use my hand and just snap it off without even a pipe.
Yeah.
Our best time on the bolt receiver lock was about 3.5 minutes. And what you don't actually see in the video is that we had to then go find an angle grinder and another 5 minutes of grinding it off because we actually bent the pin once the lock snapped. So that pin was not even coming out.
Okay, we understand that. Now, what's the website that we can go look at the lineup?
Yep, they can go to boltlock.com. On there you can see all the locks. And then we have a vehicle match because the vehicle keys differ a little between the manufacturer to manufacturer. So we have a nice, easy way for them to go to the website, see exactly which locks they need, and everything is color-coded. So when you walk into the store, you know exactly you're getting the right part.
Okay, I mean, so really, I say that the big company name, it's Stratec, right? Stratec Security Corporation. But you guys, I mean, we're talking about these extra locks that we can get and use our key, but you actually make locks for automotive manufacturers, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we are the primary lock manufacturer for GM, Ford, and FCA. So we are making these locks and keys that you're using already today in your vehicle. So in the same standards we put into those locks we send to those guys are going right back into the bolt locks. So you know you're getting good quality products when you buy them.
So if I lose my key, do I call you or do I call Ford?
I would still call Ford.
Okay. All right. Wayne, you got something?
Yeah. Hey, what is the Toolbox Latch Retro Fix Kit?
Yeah. So it's a nice little one we have where you can take a paddle latch, like on a DZ or a UWS toolbox, and other similar ones out there, and you can actually switch it so now that toolbox will open with your vehicle key. And I actually have guys call me. It's like, hey, these are so much better. Do you have like a non-locking version? Because this latch is better than the cheap one they put on my toolbox to start with.
Now, you have a lot of stuff for Jeeps too, don't you?
We do. We have a whole line of Jeep products, including hood locks, spare tire locks, and then we also have our high lift jack mount, which is unique because it mounts on the side of the vehicle. It mounts right off the A-pillar, which makes it a lot easier to access without having to reach up to your roof rack or, you know, dropping your high lift across your hood.
Yeah, I've seen those going down the road. Yeah, sometimes people do get off, and I found out a long time ago, second time I stuck my Jeep in the creek at the ranch, is get out there and get the proper stuff and jack it up and then put some pig wire under the tires, and you can just get right on out again. Okay, real quick, as the clock ticks, Jason, again, what is the website folks can go to and check out this great bolt lock system?
Yeah, they can go to boltlock.com, and you can also find us on social media at boltlock.
Outstanding. Jason, thanks for your time, sir.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Always love the name. Jason Buckles with his bolt locks. I like it. All right. Works out great. Thank you, Jason. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
At Jeep Adventure Days, you'll be ready to take on any forecast head on. And while some hide from the weather, you'll play surrounded by luxury in the Jeep Grand Cherokee. While others run away from the elements, you'll run toward them in the remarkably efficient Jeep Cherokee. While others see the weather as a foe, you'll see it as a friend in Jeep Compass, with over 70 standard and available safety and security features. And while others seek shelter, you'll find yourself right where you want to be, with nothing, not even a roof, standing between you and the weather, with the open-air freedom of Jeep Wrangler or Jeep Gladiator. Hurry in to Jeep Adventure Days for great deals on the most legendary SUV lineup. Jeep. When it rains, we shine. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Time to take a peek at the outdoor calendar. Jacksonville Chapter of Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Jacksonville. That's going on the 17th. I love these new sites. It makes it so much simpler to check on these events. Go to ducks.org. September 21, 7th Annual West End Anglers Kidfish Tournament at the West End Restaurant and Sand Bar at Sea Isle Galveston. Youth Division 12 and under. Teen Division 13-15. All kind of different species on that. Fish West End. September 21 also, TFFC Outdoor Expo. We talked about that. That's the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center in Athens. Quite an event. Fun for the whole family. The place up there is just outstanding also. Look it up, Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center, or if you remember this, 903-670-2266, or go to our website, texasoutdoornews.com, click listen to the show, and play it again until you get down to where we just gave you the phone number. Anyway, go to one of these great events, by the way, in your brand new Ford truck.
Built Ford Tough.
It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done. The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year, and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike Forage Oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike Forage Oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike Forage Oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike Forage Oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at plotspike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
Outstanding. Yeah, great product. I want to thank our guests today, Matt Blaze, LTA Truck Caps, good stuff, and Jason Buckles, Bolt Lock. Again, that, boy, does that simplify your life.
Those locks.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely grand. I want to thank my good friend here, Wayne Cronin, for joining in and sitting in for Bill, who we, of course, wish a speedy recovery and a chance to test drive his new knee coming up. And he's needed. I've been bugging him for years to do this anyway. So I'm glad that he got her done. Anyway, friends, be sure to check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations there. And then, as I've said before, look where it says listen to the show. And there it is. They're all archived. Also, of course, we're on Stitcher Smart Radio, iHeart, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Like us on all those sites, okay? I don't know. They get something if you get a lot of likes.
Make sure you hit the like button.
Hit the like button. That's absolutely it. I like where the little applause thing. I hit that too. Anyway, do remember that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.